All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I will say that I am proud of the fact that this podcast has been going now for nearly 7 years, and that radio has come back to me to some degree with doing my work for Q100 and for iHeart. Everybody's been great, and I'm excited for the opportunities. So we shall see. Nick writes, since we are talking about it, would it still be okay to bring my son? Can I pay for him to play without being in the tournament? Yeah, of course. You don't have to be in the tournament. All right. So here we are, a day or so removed from the big news about the peace settlement between Gaza and Israel. And, you know, that was all like sunshine and rainbows. You had the people being reunited with their families. And the U.S. says they're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip. And Hamas has to stop their terroristic ways. Now, one of the things, though, that is going on right now. On Monday, Trump suggested that he had been given the organization known as Hamas approval to manage internal security in Gaza as it sees fit as part of a peace deal to return the remaining living hostages to Israel. And this is how they did it. The people on their knees are Palestinians who are about to be shot in the head by members of Hamas. There's another picture of it right here, different angle. They executed 8 people on a busy street in Gaza City just one day after a ceasefire went into effect. Everybody's standing around watching it. This used to happen when my dad lived in Iran. You'd have these public executions, but they would hang people. That's what he saw as a child. Well, this is what they're doing in the Gaza Strip right now, surrounded by blown out buildings. As I understand it, the reason for this is that these psychopaths are rounding up members of various family clans that had formed like their own type of pseudo organization that goes against Hamas. So imagine that. All these, oh my God, all this fighting you do to bloodshed, and the first thing you do at the end of the war when the ceasefire is declared is kill your own people. If I'm anybody and I see that, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Fuck, we're going to pull the deal and just continue to root you scumbags out. Easier said than done, of course. And because this seems like the type of thing, like, remember when we got out of Afghanistan, how immediately the Taliban took control of the people that live there. I don't know how that any organization, Trump administration or whoever with NATO, UN peacekeepers, could allow anything like this to happen. My God. And this is the same organization that on college campuses, students are waving flags across the U.S. saying, "We love Hamas. You idiots." This is all part of a series of bloody reprisals following the withdrawal of Israeli troops. The 8 men were badly beaten, and they were each shot dead by Hamas gunmen in front of a cheering crowd. The terror group said, without providing evidence, that the killings targeted quote, criminals and collaborators with Israel. Yeah, that's a great way to usher in a ceasefire and a peace agreement. Shoot anyone that was a collaborator with Israel. Among those killed was Ahmad Zidane El-Tarabin, reportedly responsible for recruiting agents to a rival non-Hamas alleged militia. My God. Hamas has quickly looked to reassert its control over the Gaza Strip, targeting the clans or family-based armed groups that had gained strength during the conflict. My God, what a crazy, crazy bunch of people. Trump says you have close to 2 million people going back to buildings that have been demolished and a lot of bad things can happen. So we want it to be. We want it to be safe. I think it's going to be fine. Who knows for sure? Yeah, it looks great. Under Trump's peace plan, Hamas was expected to disarm and surrender governance of Gaza, something the terror group has refused to do. So what does this mean? Does this mean that eventually we pull the deal because we'll be back to square one before you know it? Jesus, this is sickening. Let's see. Bob says, I thought Gaza was going to be turned into Mar-a-Lago 2.0. Donut Dan says, time to open another pager store. My God, that is so stupid. Okay. Thanks as always to the sponsors for being part of this show. First of all, you can email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you to Pinball Land, where we will be for the next pinball orgy, number 3. This one, the tournament. If you want to have a great time retro gaming, head over to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. You go in, you give them $9, you play for the whole hour, and you don't have to pump any quarters into the machine. Give them $15, you play for 2 hours. $20 all day. Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan, a great place to spend a day having fun and some retro gaming at Pinball Land in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage wants to make sure that you are all set when it comes to buying your new home. If you want to get into a mortgage, buy now and refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505. Call Mario, mention me, and begin the approval the pre-approval process to getting your mortgage. 231-332-6505. All right, I'm going to take a break for just a second. Reload, re-engage, recalibrate. If you are enjoying the show on Facebook or YouTube, if you want the rest of it, it's on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Give yourself a username, follow the page, and away you go. You can subscribe for free with your Amazon Prime account. You can link that up. And you can get it for free without any ads. Otherwise, you got to pay a few bucks if you want it without ads. But it's all there for you. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Thank you for watching on YouTube and Facebook. Facebook and Twitch. Brought to you by my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. All right, pause in the action. And I will be back. All right, all right, all right, I'm back. Amy says, it's a good day. The music looped. That's a bad feeling when the music doesn't loop. You're absolutely right about that. Don't forget, book club next Tuesday. The book by Brent Weeks, Dancing in the Dark. This video is going around about the Oklahoma State University football team. and they stink. I think they might have just fired their coach. But this video is going viral. You got the fans that are there. There's hardly anybody there. They're like, oh, God. And a one dude up there in the upper deck, see him? He decided to go up there and take off his shirt and wave it over his head. And then more and more dudes, first just like one, and was standing next to him. Okay, so now there's two. There's two guys. I got to kill this music because I think I'll get like a Twitch ticket. And then there's four. And then look at all these idiots are now filling the stands to take their shirts off and wave them. Everyone's looking up at them. Here are all these fans that are probably bored. And then look at the entire section of dudes with their shirts off, waving them. New world record, it says on the big on the Jumbotron, probably. Most shirtless guys in a section. When your team sucks, this is what you do. I love this. Speaking of shitty teams, Joe Martinez, his team, the Michigan Wolverines, they lost over the weekend at USC. I just saw Joe Martinez today. I had forgotten completely that today was Tune Up the Furnace Day. And so Tyler says they bowed to USC. Yeah, they are going to bow to people. They're probably going to win a few more. They're probably going to win many more games. But as long as they don't lose to Ohio State, if they don't lose to Ohio State, then that's a successful season, generally. But I got a chance to talk to Joe Martinez. Tomorrow is a big day for our boy. We wish him nothing but the best. He's going to have a full body scan to get an update on his cancer. And then he has to figure out what he's going to do. If the cancer is just in the prostate, that's probably a great scenario. Then you just remove the prostate or you go through chemotherapy. He said to me that he thinks that he would opt to get the prostate removed. And that, I think, would be great. I mean, chemotherapy fucks you up. But, so he's hanging in there. And hopefully everything works out for the best. Donut Dan says, is Joe going to be the Lions starting cornerback this weekend? Yeah, I don't. Is that in reference to players getting hurt? Piano Finger Banger says, "I've got an idea. EZ can donate his prostate, which would fix your yogurt cannon issues. Two birds with one stone, kind of deal." David says, "Chemo is the worst. Good luck to you, Joe." All right. Charlie Kirk is going to be honored. Why am I talking about this? Because this is probably going to result in more assholes showing their ass and getting fired. On Charlie Kirk's birthday, Trump is going to present posthumously the Medal of Freedom. The Presidential Medal of Freedom. This was the one that he gave, I think, to Rush Limbaugh. And this is happening today. This would have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday. I've still seen comments over the weeks since this all happened from people that are saying that Kirk was a white supremacist. And I have tried to follow along with that and find any proof of that. And boy, I can't just go with what you say. I can only go with what I see and hear that this guy ever said. And I am just not buying that at all. Snarky, entertaining, engaging, provocative, compelling, sometimes causing you to be filled with anger based on his beliefs. You just want to shake somebody like that. But, you know, when it comes to the Bible, there are people all across this land who live their life based on the Bible to some degree or another. Now, that's not me. But I'm not going to sit here and say that someone's an asshole because they believe the Bible or because they take every word of the Bible and, you know, try to live by that example for their entire lives. You won't catch me doing that. But if somebody else wants to do that, what the fuck? Why would I get in the way of that? Trump had announced on September 11th that he would do this award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And so, yeah, that's a thing. Trump has not officially awarded the Medal of Freedom to anyone yet in his second term, but he had previously said he would give one to New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, if I'm Charlie Kirk's family, you say, yeah, don't give one to Rudy Giuliani. Because if you give one to a greasy bastard like Rudy Giuliani, in a lot of ways, doesn't that cheapen the award for Charlie Kirk? I still think one of the funnier things that has ever happened was when Rudy Giuliani called for a press conference, and I forget, it might have been in Philadelphia. And the campaign said, we want to do a press conference outside of the Four Seasons. And somehow, somebody with the campaign did book it out in front of the Four Seasons. But they booked it not at the Four Seasons Hotel, but at a business called Four Seasons Landscaping Supplies. And they actually went through with it. I mean, if you're getting the directions of your Rudy Giuliani and you see it's Four Seasons Land, I would call off the goddamn press conference. What are you doing? I think it had something to do with Stormy Daniels. I can't remember now. All I remember is that they're standing there in front of, like, the workers at Four Seasons Landscaping. There's a couple giant piles of mulch behind them. Some of those piles of decorative stone. Oh, my God, was that awesome. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh, my God. Gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Megan says, I love Rudy's stupid hair melting. Yeah, that's what Jeremy says. That was the one where his hair dye was running down his face. Piano Finger Banger says, the greatest press conference of all time. Wasn't there an adult sex toy shop next week, next door? Yes, there was. In fact, I got the owner of the sex shop on the phone. And that's what Tyler points out. Dildo store nearby that EZ called. Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, so if I'm the Kirk family, I'm like, yeah, don't give it to Rudy Giuliani. The guy's a punchline. The Baldwin brothers are in deep shit. Maybe. Alec and Steven were involved in a single car crash, and they wrapped the car they were in around a tree. God damn, look at these two. What a couple of ghouls. I can't remember which one had the issues. I think Steven had some issues. They both look like shit. When you see that, you're wondering what the hell happened because Alec Baldwin's involved. You know, every time we turn around, he's involved in some kind of fucked up story. So that's what people are looking at the time. How did this happen? I think Alec even said that. Yeah, said a couple words here.
I just want to post a quick message. I got all this inquiries about my car thing this morning. I was in a car accident this morning. I'm fine. My brother Stephen was out visiting me on Long Island, and we spent the weekend out there for the film festival. Yeah. I do want to take an opportunity to congratulate everybody on the staff of the film festival, David Nugent and everyone, Casey, everyone. I can't think of all the names, our board, our sponsors. Okay. Stuart Suna, my co-chair on the board.
Okay. I remember we were at that event in New Jersey when Daniel Baldwin was there. I still can't believe that that happened, that we got invited to the governor of New Jersey's mansion, Drumthwacket. Or walk. It was Eric, Chris, Greg, walking around the New Jersey governor's mansion. And then we come around the corner, and there's Daniel Baldwin, one of the lesser-known Baldwin brothers. I have no idea. I think he was on a TV show about fighting fires. I'll never forget the pants he wore. Because there were massive floods. You know, like way too... They looked like capris. They were so bad. But they weren't really. They were just too small for him. So we spent like the next half hour ripping this guy a new asshole about his pants. Jeremy with a good point. Slow down, EZ. Don't make fun of his pants too hard. Chris in Buffalo on Alec Baldwin getting in a car accident. Let me guess, it was the tree's fault. Rebecca with Alec Baldwin shot a person. Jeremy says Alec killed a chick. I still don't get how that happened on the set of that movie where, you know, you got the fake pistol or whatever, and they shoot blanks, and somehow there was a bullet in the gun. Why would those be even near where the armorer or whatever is going to be? How? One person is supposed to control that. I still think there's something dirty that went on in that story with Alec Baldwin. Didn't he beat the rap or some shit like that? I don't know. The latest grim news about the planet. The planet has entered a, quote, new reality as it hits its first climate tipping point, this landmark report finds. Now, I want to be like you. I want to be like you and saying, aha, this is all hogwash. This is nonsense. This is all just normal weather. But, and I hope I'm wrong. And some of you don't believe in climate change, but I do. I think one of the things that I see that drives me the most crazy, that makes me anxious, is when they talk about how much oil we have left on this planet. That there is a finite amount of oil. Do you realize what will happen to us if we stop utilizing fossil fuels for, you know, everything? Literally everything you have in your life is affected by fossil fuels. And if we run out of fossil fuels, holy shit, that's a thing I think we should be doing. We should be figuring out a way to survive without fossil fuels. Without fossil fuels, we don't have like plastic. We don't have a lot of the things that make up the medical supplies that we have. I think life expectancy will drop to about 14 years old if we have no fossil fuels on the planet. Plus, it's going to be cold as shit. The latest catastrophe that they say is showing that we have gone too far is the widespread death of the coral reefs. The article talks about, as we burn more fossil fuels, it's already driving up severe heat waves, floods, droughts, and wildfires, but even bigger impact, cultural ecosystems. If the coral reefs go, I guess it's supposed to start some crazy-ass chain reaction. And if we don't have the coral reefs, then we're all going to die. And this is very concerning, but I'm also of the opinion that there's absolutely nothing we can do. You know, the alternative is listening to Greta Thunberg. And I think I would rather have the planet die a slow death than actually acknowledge anything that Greta Thunberg has to say. Is it Thunberg? Thunberg. That chick needs to take a bath, by the way. Bread Bull Brain Chris says they've been talking about peak oil for more than 100 years. Murder lover Linda talking about the chick, the armorer, in the case of Alec Baldwin shooting on the set of the film Rust. The armorer was inexperienced and messed up the rounds. Okay, but if that's the case, why in the world would there even be live rounds there? What are they doing? Shooting squirrels in their free time? And I'm pretty sure that the difference between the rounds are stark. You know, one looks like a bullet and the other one is kind of like doesn't. So I don't know how the hell she did that. Alec Baldwin got off because the prosecutor didn't turn over exculpatory evidence to the defense. Bob says they did take them offset to target shoot. Really? That has to have started a new set of protocols on the set of films that live rounds are actually contraband and cannot be on the set of any film. If that is the case. Bread Bull Brain Chris says the guns themselves shouldn't even be able to fire an actual round. Black Belt Nick says that already is a rule. You cannot have live rounds on the set of a film. Let's see here. Let me go over this before I get to the next thing that I want to talk about. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Frank's got his hands full if there is changes to the Affordable Care Act, which I anticipate there will be. As you know, that is the Eric Zane clause. That's why the budget is shut down, because the Republicans don't want you to pay for my health care anymore. And I don't blame them. If you need health care through the marketplace, you need Frank Fuss, especially with what will be changes in this upcoming year when the tax credits from the Affordable Care Act run out. Frank can help you every step of the way. Typically, people who utilize this insurance are people who are either self-employed, they lose their jobs, or the boss does not offer insurance. Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Finally, Kuiper Tree Care at 616-828-8225. Great place to call upon in West Michigan to get rid of any unwanted trees, have the stumps ground. Perhaps there's some storm damage you want them to get rid of. Some tree trimming, they do it all. And, of course, tree risk assessment at Kuiper Tree Care. Call or text 616-828-8225. Okay. For this next thing that I want to talk about, I have had to wall myself off to be able to explain it to you, and I'm running the risk that some of my family members will find out about it before you, but I don't think they will. But I have to have a conversation with various members of the family, and this is probably going to be a bummer bit of news to a lot of you. And if you can kind of tell, I'm a little bit out of sorts today. I didn't sleep well, and I've been weeping. We got some bad news concerning O'Neill. He's over here by my feet. He's fine right now. But O'Neill is appears to be afflicted with lymphoma. And that is, originally I thought that there was a chance he was going to be diagnosed with multiple myeloma, but that is not correct. That, in fact, is much more treatable than lymphoma. Where are we at right now? Well, he has no symptoms at all, but I have scheduled a visit with the oncologist, the dog oncologist, and I'm hoping to get in sooner rather than later. And there is a protocol that is known as the gold standard of treatment. And of course, he will get that. But ultimately, it will come back. So this is, you know, if it goes great, you know, on the low end, 18 months, maybe more, which is pretty excellent. So that's what I'm hopeful for. The treatment can extend the dog's life significantly. Like I said, he has no symptoms whatsoever. It was just blood work, routine blood work that came back and kind of raised a red flag for our guy. And that, as you know, I talked about, we went back and got more blood work. But yeah, that appears to be, I just got the information yesterday, last night, in fact, when I was taking my walk. And oh, just a bad, bad, bad night. Hardly slept. And as you can tell, my eyes are all puffy. I've just had a horrible, horrible time. Extreme amount of debilitating stress. But, you know, that's kind of like you compartmentalize that and you kind of do your best. But I see you're all chatting with some nice well wishes. I appreciate that very, very much. But, yeah, I wanted to get in here and do this show as best as I could. It's the only thing I've been able to do to get me off of it, thinking about it. So I'm appreciative for that. But, yeah, the next step is I just hope for a cancellation with the oncologist because I scheduled the appointment, but they're so busy there with other dogs that have cancer that I can't get in until the end of till November 21st, which he may be expressing symptoms by then of this. I don't know. Now, deep down, I'm like, well, maybe they're all just wrong, but probably not going to be the case. There is one more set of blood that has to come back to produce a positive test. Going to MSU or Blue Pearl? Blue Pearl. The procedure is known as the CHOP method, which that is an acronym for four different types of medicine that they utilize for the dog. And this would require injections every 3 weeks. And it is the best standard of care for lymphoma on an animal. So we're down. I'm upset. There's no question. That's my dog, you know. That's the only, you know, of all the dogs we've had, I actually chose him. He chose me, so he got that. So it's tough, no doubt about it. But I wanted to let you know, I'm going to let the rest of them, let my girls know and Jim know. And Amy says, I'm so sorry. Just know that O'Neill won the human lottery when he came to you. Oh, I know that. I know I'm the greatest dog owner on the planet. But no, I'm just being a smartass. But all right, so I just wanted to let you know that. Sorry to end the show on a downer, but I wanted to keep you informed because I know I had been talking about this, but that's kind of what we got going. That kind of it's taken a little bit of the wind out of my sails this week. And so I honestly, it was a real struggle to come up with what I talked about today. But I'm out of gas right now. I got nothing left. So I'm going to give the Asshole of the Day award. I think you know what it's going to. It's got to be lymphoma. Shit. And then I'm going to call it a free podcast, but I have something that I want to share with you on the Patreon bonus podcast that I think you're going to like, and we'll have a good laugh at that. But I'll keep you guys up to date on everything going on with O'Neill. Hey, how you doing down there? But outwardly, you would have no idea that he is sick at all. But I'll keep you guys updated. All right. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you a little later on.